you know, taking the position that somehow, some way, we're going to protect the organization or protect the ministry in preference to protecting those who the ministry is supposed to serve, it's real short-sighted in so many different ways. It leads to damage. It re-victimizes the abuse survivor.
Right.
It ultimately, in my experience, comes back around. These things don't go away. They just come back around later on. And then it has the unequivocal appearance for the ministry or the organization of cover-up. And sometimes that's not just an appearance, it's reality. There was an overt attempt to cover up what happened mm-hmm. or keep the toothpaste in the tube. And that's never appropriate. And frankly, not only is it harmful to the abuse survivor or the child who's been victimized or the adult who comes back and says, this happened to me in this ministry program, not only is it harmful or damaging to that person, it is ultimately harmful to the ministry itself or the organization itself. Because when the organization starts making decisions that are meant to protect the organization rather than those that the ministry is supposed to serve, then that means all priorities are skewed.